Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got to talk about this Alabama-Georgia game because their head coach, Kirby Smart, I mean, what this guy was thinking on Saturday is just, it's mind-boggling to me. That fake punt on 4th and 11 with the game in the balance of 28-28 was one of the worst decisions I've ever seen in coaching. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
For that reason alone, they didn't deserve to be in the college football playoff.
What was that?
I think that was a desperate, desperate call in a spot where he didn't need to be desperate,
right,
is the way I look
at it.
That's
exactly right.
He's got this shot. They're blowing a lead against Alabama because how bad did Tua look in Alabama as a whole?
That's the worst game he's ever had.
Oh, no question.
I mean, he got beat up in the game. He threw two picks in the game. And really, I mean, if he stays in the game, they probably lose. I mean, Jalen Hurts saved them.
And it worked out for Jalen Hurts considering, you know, a few days ago, I'm reading stories about how Nick Saban's going to help him find a new school to go to.
Right, he's transferring.
He's out. He didn't deserve to lose his job, but Tua is better. You know, it's one of those things.
Well, that's what it is.
Tua is better,
right,
but Jalen Hurts is still pretty good, just not as good as Tua. So I think it worked out well for him that he was able to come in and be the hero, you know, game-winning touchdown, all that. But that was Kirby Smart being desperate in a spot where he didn't need to be desperate. And you can't put your backup quarterback on the field because you're making it obvious. Of course they know what's happening. They're not stupid. So it was a really, really bad decision.
Oh, God. Well, I tell you, I was rooting so hard for Georgia to win that game, and they're the only team all year to give Alabama any kind of a game. I mean, any game.
Yeah,
I mean, Alabama didn't win a game by less than 22 points except for this game.
No, I know. And I don't think there's any question that if your determination on who should be in the college football playoff is just to name the four best teams, then, yeah, I think Georgia's one of the four best teams.
No question about it.
But they lost two games.
Yep.
They didn't win their conference.
Yep.
Oklahoma and Ohio State, are they as good as Georgia? No, I don't think they are.
Right.
But I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I look at it as there needs to be something to accomplish, and both teams won their conference championship.
You know what? And let's be honest about this, too. And, you know, I understand they're in a lesser but Central Florida should be in this thing. They're undefeated. They won the game against who they played, Memphis the other
Memphis,
day.
Yeah.
They were way behind in this game without their quarterback, Milton, and came back to win that game. You know.
We'll get eight teams. We'll get it.
It's got to be soon.
It's going to be in 2028, but we'll get it.
They got to go eight teams soon because it's just – I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
you look at the numbers, and just look at the numbers on these games. I mean, it's both games, Alabama and Oklahoma, and then Clemson, Notre Dame, they're double-digit favorites in these games.
But that would have been the case, I think, anywhere, because Alabama and Clemson are clearly the two
clearly
best teams
the two
in the
best
country.
Teams, right.
So you could put eight teams in there. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you went eight teams, here's how I would rank it, all right, by the way. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Washington, Georgia, Central Florida. The only reason I put Georgia 7 is I'm going to reward conference champions.
Okay.
And Notre Dame, since they're not in a conference.
Even though Georgia's definitely better than Washington.
I understand that. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
look, we can argue that I have no problem with if you want to change that.
Look, if it was up to me, if you got these conference championships, you know what? You got to win that conference championship to get to the playoff. But that's not how they determine it. You know, they don't
You're
do
right.
it that
There's
way.
An inconsistency
There's
in that.
There's a big inconsistency.
But they've lost twice. I think that's the
right.
ultimate.
No, I get
Even
it.
Though the teams they lost to are good, they still lost twice. Oklahoma and
right.
Notre Dame. Oklahoma and Ohio State can't say
One.
That.
One.
In Ohio State's case, their loss was to not a good team. They
right.
lost to Purdue.
Even though their overall wins were probably better.
Yes, and Oklahoma's?
Yes.
Yeah, but Oklahoma's loss was to Texas.
Right, right.
Who they were able to get revenge on.
Right, right.
But I think someday we'll get the eight. But for now, in the system that we have, Oklahoma deserved to be the fourth team.
Yeah.
Now, the odds are we're looking at an Alabama-Clemson final.
Yeah, I mean, I would be stunned if we don't see that.
But you never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.